Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you ever so much for tuning into the show this evening, and I'm happy that you're here. I just want to give a real quick shout out to all the beautiful people at the Circle of Miracles. I was there this weekend for an event. We had a wonderful seminar, and I just really want to thank Susan Duvall for arranging all of that, and also letting you all know that on this Wednesday night, I'll be in Harrisburg doing a seminar for Vicky Fox Productions. You can check that out at VickyFoxProductions.com if you're maybe in the Harrisburg area interested in attending. So I'm really super psyched this evening because one of my friends and also an absolutely fabulous psychic medium, Joseph Tittle, is here with me this evening. He's the author of Messages from the Other Side. He's been working as a medium for more than 15 years. I got to say, I've had the opportunity to get a personal reading from Joseph, and he literally amazed me with his accuracy and also just such specific information in that reading. No doubt in my mind that he's extremely gifted. I also had an opportunity to see him in a gallery setting with a whole group of people, and I watched one reading right after another, and he was absolutely fantastic. So, you know, I don't know if my seal of approval matters, but hopefully he is an amazing psychic medium. Joseph also hosts his own radio show, Journey into the Paranormal, which has become one of the top radio shows on Blog Talk Radio, and his show airs on Tuesday nights. He also has the distinct honor of being one of the recommended readers on James Von Prague's website, and that's not an easy task. He also has worked side-by-side with the noted medium John Holland. He has also been featured in television, radio, and print. He's got quite a career going for him. Joseph's New Year's Prediction Show is one of the most anticipated shows on Blog Talk, and I'm delighted that Joseph has found the time to hang out with us tonight and discuss his predictions for 2011. So let me bring him on. Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on. Thanks for the wonderful introduction.
Well, congratulations. I mean, number one show on Blog Talk, your prediction show on New Year's, and also you're right up there in the top 10. How many shows do they have on Blog Talk and all?
About 42,000, more than 42,000.
Whoa. So you end up being in the top 10. That's not so bad. Not so bad. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, I want to tell you something. I was zoning out. I think it was last night. And I was just going through the channels, and I found an old episode of America's Psychic Challenge that you were on. And, you know, I hadn't seen the show in ages because it's really amazing. You were on that show. I don't know how many years ago that was. They're still running reruns. You know that, right?
I just heard that. Actually, I think today or yesterday. Yesterday somebody said that to me, and I was not aware of that at all. And it's been 3 years, I believe. 3 years.
Has it been three?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were in the semifinals with that, but I have to say, I was watching you in this particular episode, and you went to a crime scene where a woman was more or less stalked, and it had to do with her husband arranged for her murder, and she was killed in the bed. You did this. I was sitting there with my mouth dropped. You did an amazing, amazing job in that particular challenge. I mean, not that you didn't do it in all of them, but that one, it was just like you hit everything right on the nose. It was just pretty darn amazing to see you in action on that. Hadn't seen it for a while.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. It was quite interesting and a little hard because it was the first time I ever did anything like that.
Yeah, it must have been hard because you do this specific set of work. People call you. You do mediumship readings, psychic readings. And on this show, they had you jumping through hoops. They had you finding people in cars, hiding in cars, trying to figure out who's behind the door. You know, they had you doing all kinds of weird stuff. So you must have been doing some of that stuff for the first time.
Yeah, and some of them things that they did made no sense at all, and just some of them were not really, to me, a test at all. So some of them were good, you know. To me, they probably should have did all, like, types of, like, going to different scenes and things like that, or doing more of the murder scenes and more of finding the people than some of the stuff they did. Come on, match the person up with the dog. That's so not fun. I'm glad I didn't even do that one. I didn't even do that one, but come on now, mess the dog up with the owner. That's silly.
It'd be fine if you were an animal communicator for a living. That'd be okay. But, yeah, it was a little bizarre. But nevertheless, I mean, I just have to say, when they put you in your element, when they put you where this is where you do your work, you're an amazing, you know, psychic detective. I mean, you did that homicide, you know, that whole scene, you just had it right down pat exactly what had happened. It was really kind of amazing. So I just thought I should let you know that I actually enjoyed. I hung out with you last night. I watched you on TV.
Thanks. I didn't even know that was on.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. All right, so number one on Blog Talk for your prediction show. So I just want to talk to you just for a minute. Like, when did you decide or how did you start doing your predictions?
I started doing the predictions because I did a show on a local Philadelphia Bucks County radio station. I did a weekly show there, and they asked me if I could come up. Them, along with my partner and assistant, Bob, both came up with the idea of coming up with a show with a bunch of predictions for the new year. And, you know, it's not something I've done before. I'll get visions sometimes and feelings before things happen. Like when 9/11 happened, a month beforehand, I knew something along those lines was going to happen. But I never actually sat down and compiled a list of predictions before. So when they asked me to do it, I said I'd give it a shot. And I went through, you know, my typical prayer and meditation, but this time focusing on, you know, if I could come up with anything for the coming year, and was quite actually astounded by the amount of information that I was able to receive.
Sure.
That's how I got started. And it became a yearly thing because people really seem to enjoy reading them, and, you know, they're pretty precise, and it's kind of fun to do. It's fun to see what happens and what comes up.
Right. Well, it's also putting your neck out there, too.
Yeah, it really is. definitely. And there are some people out there on the Internet that like to hang me. But, you know, they do that to everybody. You know, it doesn't matter what field you're in, whether you're a doctor or you're a psychic or a psychologist. You're going to have people that love you and people that don't love you.
Absolutely.
That
you try.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah, just try Googling a car. You know, like, just like you want to know if it's a good car or not, you'll find just as many comments that say it's the best car that they ever produced, and you'll find just as many comments that say people had problems with it. So I think it's just, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, I know myself that I've been watching your predictions for several years now, and I'm always amazed because, you know, I'll inevitably be on CNN and, you know, I'll be checking the headlines, and one of your predictions are coming true, you know. So I think that your accuracy rate is right up there. And what I was really amazed about you this year is you were very specific. I mean, you really have some very specific predictions. So first and foremost, like, when you're looking, I mean, so many people are really focused on 2011 as being the year before 2012, and there's so much circulating about 2012. So why don't we start by you telling me, you know, what do you feel strongest about 2011, and also kind of bring in your feelings about 2012?
Well, like you said in the predictions, this year I tried to be as detailed as I possibly can, but sometimes being detailed doesn't always work out well. Mm-hmm. But I tried really to focus on being detailed, and last year some of them were really detailed. One of the interesting ones I thought was I kept seeing a child being hit by a bus in front of Disney World, and that happened specifically, and that's kind of weird to me.
Did it really?
You know, seeing these things isn't really pleasant or fun, you know, and I do get sometimes a lot of emails or comments from people as to the negativity of them, because not a lot of them are positive. But at the same time, when I'm seeing these, I see these in kind of the form of a headline. So when you're seeing news headlines, they're not usually positive. But there is a lot of positive. If you go through my predictions, there's a little bit of both. So what's happening is our Earth is going through a shift. And anybody that out there that knows anything about prophecies or study prophecies, know anything about the Native American Indians, Mary Summer Rain, there's so many different people that all talk about the shift that's going on the planet. And they predicted this, you know, hundreds, maybe a thousand years ago, that this was going to occur. And we've been going through this shift now for many years. So, and you can see each year things get worse and worse as far as, like, crime, for example, or war, because there's just seems to be more and more fighting on this planet than there has been in previous years. It's all part of the shift that's going on, and people are worried about 2012 and December 21st, 2012, because, of course, the Mayan calendar comes to an end, and there's all different prophets and ancient beliefs that lead up to that date, 2012, which is kind of weird and creepy and fascinating all at the same time. But again, it doesn't mean that the world's coming to an end. What's going to happen is basically the Earth and Mother Nature isn't quite happy with what the humans have done here. So it's basically what I call cleanup time, and you're going to see that a lot more devastation, especially in the way of storms, and natural disasters will occur as part of the Earth's cleaning up cycle. And it will change, and it will, to me, I believe it's all going to lead to a better place, to kind of a new way of thinking. People are more connected with each other. It will become more spiritual. People will turn more to the old ways, you know, growing your own food and jarring your own food and, you know, things like that. People will make their own stuff. We'll be doing a lot more trading than we will putting stuff on credit cards. So it's all a shift. And basically, the halfway point of that shift is December 21st, 2012. So, of course, from between now and then, it's going to be quite devastating, but it's quite going to be too after 2012, that date. So I think it's still
okay, I'm not so sure. We might have lost Joseph, and that's entirely possible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just shout out to Seth and see if Seth can get Joseph back on the line. And we will take a quick break. Okay?
Hello?
Try, but you try.
Hi, everybody. This is Allison again. Not sure what happened. It's just like my phone line just dropped. I just went off to La La Land, and I'm not sure. Joseph, did we lose you, or what happened?
I just finished talking and said hello, and everybody was gone. I didn't hear nothing.
I know. It's like, okay, that was a little bizarre. That
I don't even know
happened.
How much you heard of me.
I'm trying to remember. I was a little upset because when all of a sudden you were gone. You were talking, and all of a sudden you were gone. So we really apologize to our listeners about that. I mean, these things happen. Could be a stray solar wave. Just kidding. Could be anything. Anyhow, I know that you were talking about, I think when I was last listening to you, that sometimes people are not that thrilled because they're not, they feel that a lot of what you say is not positive news, and they you know, kind of can send out a little bit of criticism that way. But you see things in headlines, and usually newspapers and news media report disasters or things of that nature. And I think that was about the last thing that I heard from you.
Yeah, that's basically where I left off, I guess. So, I see them. Kind of like any medium would see anything when you're doing a reading. I get things in all different forms. I'm fortunate enough to get kind of all the senses. Like even when I'm doing a reading, I get feel, sometimes smell, and even taste. And same when I'm, you know, doing the predictions, I am in a meditative state. I like to put myself in more of like an alpha state of mind. And in that form, I do get a lot of visions of things happening, you know, kind of like flashes, like video flashes. So some of them are hard to interpret. A lot of stuff has to be puzzled, pieced together, and interpreted. And sometimes I can't interpret any of them. Sometimes I don't include some of the predictions because I have a hard time interpreting exactly any detail about it, because I like to try to be detailed as I possibly could, as I did this year. But what you didn't hear me say is our Earth is basically going through a shift, and it's been going on for many years. It started many years ago, but leading up to December 21st, 2012, that many people are worried that the world's going to come to an end. It's not going to, first of all, but if you look at many different prophets, because there's many, and you only hear about ones like Nostradamus, or the Book of Revelation, which is kind of creepy in some of the predictions in there, if you look at it in that aspect. But there's a lot of prophets out there that people don't know about. And, you know, the History Channel has been showing a lot of interesting stuff on this just recently. I've been catching it on the History Channel about 2012 and what the different cultures think, because the Egyptians had predictions about it, as well as the Mayan calendar coming to an end at that point. And what I believe it is the shift that the Earth is going through, a time basically that Mother Earth is going to be doing some cleaning up, because if we don't do something, you know, we're going to end up digging ourselves a big hole. And I think we already dug ourselves a big enough hole, and it's kind of too late. You know, people are trying to be more green now and trying to conserve energy, but we should have done that a long time ago. That should have been done, you know, 50 years ago. So I believe Mother Earth is going to do some cleaning up. So that's how you're going to see more devastation, more storms that are bigger disasters, especially over the next 3 years. And I think 2012 to December 21st is kind of like the halfway point, or the, you know, the reversal point. And that's why you're going to experience, you know, that day, if anything, you're going to experience some different storms, but it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, if you live in certain areas, it might kind of seem like you might be. But if you also read through the predictions, there's a lot of good. They're not all negative.
Sure.
Like some of the things that I talk about is this year is a good year of creativeness, a good year where you're going to find a lot of new things, new inventions, new planets, a new solar system, which actually all happened already just about. But you're going to see more of this occurring. And more kind of fabulous things, you know, that the government's been hiding forever that people are going to finally find out about. So there's going to be some cool stuff that goes along with it. But you have to have bad to get to positive. You have to have negative and positive to have balance. So I try not to look at any of them as negative. But, again, with what's going to happen in the world over the next 3 years, there's unfortunately going to be a lot of negative.
Well, it's already, you know, it's like the storms of epic proportions, or they end up being on the first, never saw that before sort of a list. And that has a lot to do with the climate changes and where the moisture, there's more moisture, there's more water. Obviously, more water because of the glaciers melting is going to mean more floods and more changes in the currents in the ocean and different things like that. That all has to do with what you said, like 50 years ago, we should have started doing some conserving in order to, you know, stop the greenhouse effect. And it, you know, it's the process that it's the adjustment Mother Earth has to go through. And maybe people are going to have to find out that they can't live where they've been living, that they're actually going to have to move and move to higher ground or whatever the case might be. And that would seem like the end of the world, quite frankly, if you were living in one of those areas. I think one thing I wanted to ask you, though, because I've been getting a little information, especially through the readings. I also have seen some comments on Facebook from paranormal investigators that it seems to be, and I feel that this has been happening since the year 2000 anyhow, but just at the onset of this year, there's been an extreme increase in let's just call it paranormal activity. Now, are you seeing this with you? I mean, you have this. It's just part of your life. It's how you live. But are you hearing this with your clients? Are you seeing this yourself?
What I do see is more of an awakening, more people becoming open to it, more people becoming involved in spiritual type things, which lead to more. It's not that there really, I believe that there is more paranormal activity. I just think that there's more people open to seeing it and experiencing it, so that's why you're hearing more about it.
Sure.
I think it's the same as it always been. I just think now there's more people that are opening up to this type of thing, and that's what's going to happen with these earth changes, is that eventually we're going to go back to the old ways of doing things. Like, you're having to grow your own food and, you know, getting food from a local farmer. You know, a lot of that's going to occur again, where we trade goods and don't use credit cards and stuff like that. It's going to be interesting, but again, unfortunately, there is going to be major devastation, and a large amount of people, a percentage of people of our population is going to decrease very quickly. But it just got to kind of happen. It's got to happen, really, if you really look at the picture. Otherwise, we're going to do it ourselves. Mother Nature's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it.
All right, that's true. I do want to, our listeners, I just want to point out that Joseph's website is Joseph Tittle, and that's spelled TITTEL.com. And from there, you can hop on over to his blog, where it's the Spirit Man Joseph Blogspot.com. And that's where you can read a detailed listing of all of Joseph's predictions for 2011, and also his thoughts about, you know, this change and what he's talking about. And I really, you know, I was, when I was asked this at the seminar this weekend, about 2012, and I guess my feeling is that I think as more and more people start to take a look at society and life on Earth as it is, and seeing maybe where things are unequal, unfair, not kind, not just, not in a place of love, certainly not peaceful, because there seems to be war is just, you know, a way of life. So I think that a lot of people are desiring or wanting change. And if you go along the lines of thinking of your thoughts become things, and you actually manifest your future through your thinking, if there's a whole lot of people that have woken up and are looking for a more spiritual way of being and a more loving way of being, then certainly, you know, this could be the catalyst actually for the current changes, meaning it's something has to change in order for good to come. And so I'm kind of agreeing with you 110% on that, that we ourselves, just because we want this, actually could, you know, if you go along with quantum physics and that sort of thinking, we actually could be creating it. But just getting back to some of your predictions, do you want to mention a couple, you know, just so you could say it, you know, you said it on air? Anything in particular?
Oh, God, I got so many specific predictions.
Right.
Like, I go on with,
well,
like,
give us
the weather.
One with the weather. Yeah, weather or something.
Weather predictions. But I have them all kind of listed out. I have, like, weather. Then I have, like, politics, economy and investments. And then I go through, like, my specific predictions that are, like, numbered. And there's over more than 70 specific predictions, the numbered predictions. And then there's another dozen or so specific weather predictions. So they're pretty in depth. There's definitely a whole lot of them. And one of the reasons
is, yeah,
I believe that there are so many because when I was doing my meditations, I was trying to get a little bit about 2012 too. So I believe that a good amount of these will fall into early 2012,
sure,
and not
I
all necessarily
that.
Happen in 2011.
Right. Well, I you know, one thing that we had discussed was that I don't go into meditation and prayer to come up with my predictions list. I tend to look at the energy of the number 2011, and I look at what that entails. And then I also pay attention to events in October, because usually October foretells the story on the following year. And also I use a little bit of intuitiveness, because things tend to jump out on the page at me. And so what I had was a rather much smaller list than you, but I really was in, you know, every time I see your predictions, I always shake my head in total agreement, because most often everything that you're talking about is something that, you know, I actually would have predicted myself. Now, one thing we agree on is North Korea. You don't like the situation in North Korea. You want to talk
goodness,
about that for
no.
a minute?
That guy scares me. He reminds me of Hitler. He really does.
Does he really?
Yeah, and, you know, you look at Hitler, you see little horns on his head like he's a little devil. And then when I look at that guy in North Korea, I see those same little horns on his head like he's a little devil. Just, you know, I don't know. He's just kind of spooky.
He gives you a bad feeling.
Yeah, bad feeling, definitely. Another bad feeling that I get is that somewhere over, I believe, kind of in the Middle East, someone's going to use a bomb that is most likely going to be nuclear-related, and it's not going to be a pretty picture at all. I don't believe it's going to be in the United States, but definitely probably in the Middle East. But
yeah,
could even be around North Korea, because he is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very concerning for me as well, North Korea. That was one of the ones that really kind of jumped out of the page at me, and so, yeah, that would not be a good thing.
No, in my visions, I kept seeing a very large explosion, like a very large bomb exploding, and it just was kind of freaky for me. So looking at these things aren't pleasant.
No. And you literally, now you started your, you realized at a very young age that you were seeing things and feeling things and hearing things. This isn't something that, I mean, you've been doing this since you were born, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I was a little kid, I've always had visions and things, communicated with spirits, all spirits, when I was a little boy. And, you know, growing up in a Catholic family, you weren't allowed to really talk about it, or nobody really wanted to acknowledge it.
Sure.
So it was definitely difficult. But also, and I had my own shop. I opened up my own shop with my sister when I was only 19 years old. We had a New Age shop where we sold incense and crystals and books and things like that. And when I hit, probably I'd say, when we moved up towards in the New Hope area, I'd say I was probably about 24, 25. I started to feel then what was about to come that we're yet to experience over the next 2 years. So I've been feeling this for, 20 years now?
Yeah.
Close to 20 years I've been feeling that this is going to happen. And
right,
you know it's going to happen.
Right.
At the point of when. And I think that when is almost here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you in a way that for even when I was in my 30s and early 30s, I can remember one time I had to travel because of business, and I had to go quite a distance, and I was driving, and they were doing road construction, and they had detoured the road in such a way that it was insane. And I thought, all I could think of myself is just because, you know, it's like we sit there like sheep and we just go and we do what we're told to do. So we follow these lanes because this is where they tell us to go. But it was a very dangerous situation the way that they had it set up. And I can remember that had a very profound effect upon me, that you know, just because you feel that somebody in authority says it's okay, it isn't necessarily okay. And it just was a very strong, I can remember that feeling just come over me, like this is insanity to have set this up this way. Somebody is going to get killed. And then even afterwards, I had this very profound sense that we can't always assume that everything is okay, that there's underlying things and that there's danger in certain situations, and we just can't follow it like sheep going to the slaughter. Sometimes we've got to question things. And I think that also I always had these, I know this is really strange, but I always was fascinated with certain types of movies that were disaster movies. I mean, seriously obsessed. And it was just something weird that I always somehow related to that, as if I kind of was following this path, like I better watch this movie because someday this just like actually happened or whatever. So
right.
I feel like I almost like with you, that I kind of had a heavy feeling for a long time that, but they say that the people that are on the planet at this time, you know, these are the most incredible, most exciting and exhilarating time to be on the planet, to be witness to all of this and also to, you know, the good things that are to come. And so I guess we all signed up for this, right? You and I and everybody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I always joke, and now I kind of convinced myself that when I was younger, I always said I volunteered to come back here. I didn't really have to come back here. I volunteered to come back here. And then I say to myself, what the heck did I do that for? Why did I volunteer to come back here? And I swear I did. But going back to, you know, the feeling and all, it just made me think of this one experience I had when we were out in California. I've been getting feelings about California for the longest time. You know, and I'd love to live there, but part of me is probably not going there for that reason, that I just feel like something really bad is going to happen there. And we were there filming the show Psychic Challenge, and there was one point, we were in some part of California, I forget where, because they had us all over the California. We were on the edge of a peak filming one of the shows, and I was standing there, and I looked down, and all I could see is complete devastation and complete destruction, fires and just horror. And I was standing next to Michelle Whitedove at the time, and I turned to her and I said, when you look down there, what do you see? Because I thought I was just kind of losing my mind. She's like, I see destruction, and she said the same thing that I just was thinking.
Oh,
so
really?
It was just kind of, that was like a freaky moment. And
right.
There's also, some people might be interested in checking out that there's a map that exists out there. You can find it on the internet. I believe it's in my blog somewhere. But there's a map of what I think it's the Native American Indians drew years ago. When the Earth goes through the changes, what the Earth is going to look like, basically how it's going to break up, and they show California broken up into little islands. They show the Mississippi River kind of basically breaking completely open and making it like ocean. Quite interesting thing to go look at.
Right. Well, one of the things that, going back to California, that's the one place, I mean, earthquakes are certainly, I mean, people can say, okay, earthquakes happen every day, and indeed they do. Hundreds of earthquakes. But to get up into 7.0 and above magnitudes, those are not that often, and we had we've had something like 30 in that category last year alone. And one of the things that, you know, if I was to give a shout-out as far as a place in earthquake is, there was a lot of earthquake activity off the Gulf, in the Gulf off of California in October of last year. And again, going back to, if you go into numerology and you study it, and you go into the writings of Juno Jordan, who is one of the most respected numerologists that ever walked the planet, and she always said that October is the precursor. It always gives the story of what the upcoming year is. And quite frankly, you know, I've based a lot of my predictions off of that thinking and been, you know, pretty darn accurate. And so my concern is for California in 2011. So it's interesting that you say that, because I just feel that and another thing today, I mean, it was an interesting thing that was on CNN. And so it's not just you and me, but, you know, they were talking about like a storm of epic proportions California. Yeah, did you read that?
Not that particular one, but like I said on the History Channel, I don't know if I got cut off for that or not. I think I got cut off for that, but the History Channel aired a bunch of different shows on the History Channel, of all things, too, of 2012, Nostradamus, all these different things. And in the 2012 one, they didn't just show how the Mayans predicted that to be the end of their calendar. But they also took different other scientific approaches and, different things that occur on that day that haven't happened in thousands of years. Like there's one eclipse where I think Jupiter goes across the sun. And that only happens every 2,000 years. And that happens on December 21st, 2012.
Right,
also, all the planets line up, which also hasn't happened in 2,000 years. And our planet goes through, if you look in history, it goes through every 2,000 years, something major happens, and it goes through a major change.
Right. So it's probably history repeating itself on a certain level. But I think the thing that it's like I said to people, you know, I think it's time to be a little bit more self-sufficient. And I think sometimes when people don't want to listen, but the whole purpose of a prediction is, in a sense, it's somewhat of a warning. It's kind of like trying to empower you with some little bit of advice that maybe, just maybe, you do a little preparation so that in the event that something does happen, that you are better able to protect your family or take care of yourself or whatever the case might be. So in many ways, although sometimes the information sounds negative, it is literally out of a place of love and want and caring and wanting people to be prepared. And I think that's what's really important, to whether, you know, stockpile a little bit of food, a little bit of water, maybe a medical kit, or have, you know, a something of that nature. Do you want to know what I also saw this week, and it was really fascinating, somebody sent it to me, was to go to YouTube and Google the U.S. government warning of disasters, and there's actually a video that is sponsored by our government that literally shows a family in a home, and then it says, what if your world is turned upside down? And then they proceed to show, like, the whole house and everybody being turned upside down and everything falling. And then, what would you do? And then they kind of show, like, having a disaster preparedness bag or something packed somewhere in your house in the event of a disaster. I thought it was really interesting that something like that was on YouTube. So maybe the government knows something they're not telling us. What do you think about that?
That's very creepy, actually.
Yeah,
our government knows a lot more than they let us on to know, and that's another thing that they say, that a lot of this stuff's going to come out over the next couple years, like the existence of other planets and other life forms and all the cover-ups that the government has had all these years. That's all going to leak out. It's all going to come out as part of this shift and this spiritual change. And another thing you'll notice is there's a lot of more people that they were children that are referred to as the crystal children or the indigo children, which are these kids that are being born today that are very specially gifted with intuitive abilities and healing abilities more than ever. And there's got to be a reason that all these children are being born. They're being born because they're to take our next generation to take over the new spiritual world. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, I agree. Have you noticed yourself, like when you're in a restaurant and you're around babies, that they'll all of a sudden look at you and light up like a Christmas tree? It's like they see you out of all the people in the restaurant and they're smiling at you. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. I like to refer to it as childish energy, because it's energy that kids can sense. They can sense the healing energy, like you just said, and they see that, and they're drawn towards you.
Yeah, they kind of feel, I think they feel like, you would get me. You know why I'm here, or maybe you know something about me that my parents don't know yet, you know, or something like that. Because I always find that really amazing, that little babies will be sitting there, and I'll glance over, and I notice them, and as soon as I look at them, they light up like a tree and smile. I always think that is just so interesting, that they maybe can see something about me that, you know, because they can see, I'm pretty sure they can see auras and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah,
maybe that's...
And I've experienced it with many readings, actually, even just over the past month, through a reading over the phone or at someone's house, that something's come up in that reading about their children having that gift and to support them, and I'd have to kind of coach them on how to help and support their child through this gift, because this kid has a gift that's here to do something major for the planet that's going to live on long after they're gone, which is kind of amazing. So,
Right. Well, that's really worthwhile work. And speaking of worthwhile work, you know, I do want to say to our listening audience, number one, I just want to mention Joseph's website, which is josephtittle.com, T-I-T-T-E-L.com. And also make sure you link off to his blog spot from his website. because there's all the listing of all of his predictions. And certainly Joseph is very accomplished, and also personally myself, he's an extremely accurate and very gifted psychic medium. But, you know, with everything that, you know, I don't know, everything that's going on, everything that's going on in the world, you know, you're a light as well. And I think what I love about you, Joseph, is, you know, you got to not only talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. And you are very much interested. You know, you've spent a lot of time and energy and contributions to charities for children, and that is really something that is near and dear to your heart. And I really absolutely appreciate that about you.
Oh, thank you. I really do put a lot of energy into that. I really love kids. That's part of my journey. That's part of my goal, is to be able to get to the point with my work where I can be able to raise lots of money to help children that are in need, especially kids that are suffering from cancer or HIV or AIDS, and also animals, because I'm an animal lover too. So I would like to be able to have enough money one day to have a big animal, rescue place for the animals to go. There are a couple of my goals that I'd like to accomplish one day, and I hope and think that I will eventually.
I think
I might
will.
Be 80, but eventually.
Yeah, but it just goes to show, you know, it's like, you know, you have a lot of people out there doing work, but it just, you know, it shows the heart, and it shows the kindness, and it shows the caring, and that's something to be appreciated with someone. And I always admire that in someone that goes out of their way, you know, for others. And so that's, you know, really, in order to be the messenger, you know, I've personally, and I've got to tell everybody knows I'm a numerologist, and God knows I've looked at Joseph's chart, and I can see his incredible talent in his chart. But I will tell you this much, that I expect great things out of you, Joseph, because I know why you're here, and you're one of those people that's here to leave a legacy of accomplishment and do something for the world. I mean, truly, that is your path. That is your destiny. So you got some important work to do. You're not even at the halfway mark, dude. You got a long way to go. You got a lot of work to do still.
You're still young. I'm hoping so. I depend on your word.
Oh, no, I believe in you. I absolutely believe in you. I truly do. Because
well,
I see all this
sitting. You're so good at the work you do with numerology, so I got to tell your people that are listening that if you've never had a reading with Allison, it's awesome. You put everything right into perspective. You're really good at that. It's awesome. I love having a daily, yearly reading.
Well, good. Well, I got to keep you on your path, dude. I got to keep you right where you belong, because I know what good you're here to do, and I think that's pretty amazing. So listen, everybody, I mean, hopefully we haven't messed up the lines too much because of our earlier problem, because we got dropped and we had to get back on, so I have no idea where the phone lines are. But just in case, I'm going to put out the phone lines. Maybe you've got a question for Joseph about predictions, or maybe a question about, you know, his work, mediumship, and even if you had just a real specific question, not mediumship, but maybe something more along the lines of psychic, and you wanted to ask Joseph, you certainly could. We do have a few minutes left on the show, so I'm going to just put out those numbers. Toll-free, 888-815-9756. You can call direct at 530-327-7602. 530-413-4510 and 530-413-4522. And I do apologize to everybody earlier when we had the technical difficulties. I don't know exactly what happened, but I totally got dropped from the show. So I don't know if you were carrying on all by yourself, Joseph, or what the deal was, but thank goodness.
I think I was.
I should have just gone and taken a nap, just let you, you know, finish up my show for me and save me the problem. I do want to mention that I see that you've got all these wonderful events coming up, so I don't want to not mention them. I know that you're already sold out for this thing in Bensalem at the Holiday Inn. You do a lot of galleries for people. You do them from time to time. So if you wanted to get a group of people together and have a gallery with Joseph, you certainly could contact his office. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed if you do one of these events with Joseph, because I've seen him in action. He's totally amazing. I also want to point out that the 28th, you're going to be at the Bolton Mansion. You want to tell everybody about that, Joseph?
It's actually already sold out, so I don't have any tickets available for that. Yeah, Bolton Mansion's kind of a fun place, but I'll be back at the Bolton Mansion again soon. I have a couple events that need to be put up on the website. They'll probably be put up sometime this week for people that want to go to a smaller gallery that's really limited in size, kind of make sure that you get something out of it and get to ask a question. They'll be posted up soon. For anybody that might be in the Canada area or somebody that wants to take a vacation in March, the weekend of March 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'll be in Toronto, Canada. There's a wonderful event called the Continuum event. All different speakers. It's a whole weekend conference, all day Saturday and Sunday. I will be doing a small gallery with 30 people on Friday night. I will be doing private reading Saturday afternoon, and then be doing the Continuum conference on Sunday. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Right. I see you're working. Danielle McKinnon's going to be there. Do you know her?
Yes. I don't. Not yet.
You're going to.
And Carol Bowman's going to be there, who does the Pathway Progression, and I just had her on my show. You should have her on here. She's fabulous.
Oh, I'm going to. I will. I'll write that down. I almost wasn't, well, I was, like, really struggling with, like, do I still want to do the radio? I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been just, like, really, really busy. And, you know, so I'm just going to hang in there another year and keep doing the show, because I think a lot of good comes out of it, because I really like to highlight, especially to my listeners, people that I feel are really quality in the field. And, you know, sometimes people struggle not knowing, you know, which person to go to. And I think for someone who needs a mediumship reading, someone who's lost a loved one, somebody who needs that comforting, I think Joseph is probably one of the, I mean, honestly, you're amazing, amazing medium and psychic information as well. And so I try to bring people onto the show that I think are really extraordinary in their field, and you happen to be one of those, Joseph. So,
thank you. And you can't leave. You have to keep your radio show. You must. The spirit's not going to let you leave. You should know that.
Well, I kind of got that message really kind of early on when I was thinking about it, and then I got these emails like kind of like out of the blue for some guests, and I thought, oh, I guess I am doing the radio show, so I thought I'd just hang out and do it. But I also feel like, I don't know about you, but I think people that are in the work that we do, whether that's your work by helping people that have children that are gifted and giving them some insight and guidance as part of your readings, as well as comforting people that have lost loved ones, and also giving evidence of psychic ability, mediumship, and life of evidence of life after death. I mean, that's really important work, Joseph. But I just really feel that more and more people are going to need this type of insight, especially as we go through the next couple of years. And I think your work and my work is going to become even more important. So,
oh, yeah, I totally agree. And you're going to see so much more of it. And people, that's actually, I believe in my predictions, that people are going to become very open to spirituality, and you're going to see more stuff on television about it, and not just the paranormal ghost hunting stuff. I mean, like, real good spiritual stuff, spiritual talk shows, you know, it's all going to lead to that direction. Another thing that's in my predictions, I kind of want your input on this, because I think it's kind of interesting. You've heard of the rise of Atlantis. I'm sure you've heard about it, maybe even read
sure.
books about it. And in my meditation, one of the visions I had was the rise of a city, a city that kind of arises out of nowhere, possibly because of an earthquake and, you know, the adjustment of the earth causes the city to rise. And then I thought,
sure.
well, maybe it is possibly connected to the Atlantis. So I put that in my predictions. What do you think about that?
I think this is a year of miracles. I think that I really honestly believe that the 11 that stands in 2011, you can't ignore it, and that is really like the veil being lifted. It's that doorway to the spiritual realm. It is miracles and things where I think people are going to be scratching their heads saying, I never thought I'd see this. And I
right.
wouldn't be surprised. To me, I think all bets are off when it comes to things that really we've never seen before. I think
Nothing's
that this
impossible.
Is the year. Yeah, anything is possible. When
yeah.
it's a miracle, anything is possible, and I think this is going to be the year of miracles. I think we've already seen a miracle with Congresswoman that was shot in Arizona, Gabby. I think that they didn't expect her to live. Not many people live from a gunshot wound to the head, and here she is doing so well, and that's the power of prayer. That's also
yeah.
a miracle.
That, yeah, that definitely is the power of prayer. I would totally agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a year or two of inventions, like I said, and cures. I believe that they're going to find cures for different cancers, vaccines, all kinds of wonderful stuff.
I believe that too. And it's a long time coming. And I also think it's a year of holistic, because I think that the science is so close to proving that we can heal ourselves, and especially with quantum physics and whatnot. And I feel that more and more mainstream hospitals and doctor's offices are going to welcome energy healers and welcome people to maybe work with others about positive attitudes and how to do meditation and prayer to heal themselves. I think that you know, Eastern and Western is going to meet, and I think that they're going to work in conjunction with each other. And that hopefully the big pharma, you know, shoving those pills down people's throats and say, here, take this pill, you'll feel better. I mean, hopefully we'll learn, you know, what we really need to do to heal our bodies. I think that this will be a big year for that, too.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, Joseph, I know we're coming to the end of the hour, and, you know, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure, and your insight, you know, is really amazing. And I do want to just once again, you know, tell everyone that Joseph's show is on Tuesday nights. Is that right, Joseph?
Yeah, Tuesday from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Journey into the Paranormal,
yes.
Blog Talk, and you can find a link for that right off of Joseph's website. He really does a fabulous show. I listened to your show on the Ouija board, and it was just a fascinating show. I had the best time.
You even
teach me things, you know, and I pretty much, I'm at the point sometimes where I think I've seen it all, heard it all. But
no, we also learn from each other.
I know. But it was a great show, and so I really encourage everybody to pop on over and check out his show. His website is josephtittle.com, and the blog having all of the predictions, and there's a ton of them there. You can link right off of that from Joseph's website. So, Joseph, thank you so much for coming on. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but I think we, for the most part, got the show out.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for being on my show. And we'll have to swap shows again sometime soon.
I'm always looking forward to it. And I, you know, just wish you the best because you're a great guy. All right, Joseph. All right, everybody. I'll be back next week, and I'm going to be doing talking about numerology. I'm going to be doing readings for our listening audience, maybe teaching you some things about numerology. I'm going to be doing that for the next 2 weeks. So make sure that, especially if you're interested in numerology, I'll be able to maybe tell you some things that the books don't teach you and give you my insight about it in general. So make sure you mark that down the next 2 weeks. It's just going to be me, but it'll be fun. So I hope you all have a really happy week, and I wish you abundant blessings. And like I say, I'll be back again next week. Thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.